Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 134, The Priesthood. Now I'm going to make the same point that I've made repeatedly in travelling through these Psalms. We must remember, it is essential, we must remember we're in the days of the Old Covenant. I know I keep saying that, but I remember that Luther said at one place that something along these lines, that this was the heart of theology, to be able to distinguish between the law and the gospel, between the two covenants. So many confuse these covenants, they mix these covenants, they mangle these covenants together, and they produce all sorts of trouble from that. The priesthood, but his old covenant. Well, it's clearly the temple. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Psalm 134, the priesthood. It's the temple, it's the priesthood, and it's sacerdotal. Now, what does that word mean? These priests are carrying out their ministry, not only for themselves, but they're carrying out their ministry primarily for the rest of Israel, on behalf of. Sacerdotal, in the place of. They are sacrificing, they are worshipping, they are raising their hands, literally, they're offering to God, and it's all on behalf of Israel, and it's all in the house of God. The raising of hands, sacrificing, offering, worshipping, and the psalmist desires God's blessing on them and their labors for Israel in the Old Covenant. Of course he does. This is the Old Covenant. This is what God revealed to Israel through Moses on Sinai. This is the most precious thing. Of course, we know from the letter to the Hebrews, we know the arguments of the New Covenant, that it was all just a shadow, a picture, an illustration. It was not effective. As the writer says to the Hebrews, if it once could have worked, then they would have ceased. But they didn't cease. They carried on. But that's the Old Covenant. Now, how do we apply it? This is historical. And what for us, my friend? Well, as we come into the new covenant, we must remember that vital parable of Christ, the parable of the wineskins. You can't force the gospel into the old covenant mold. But that's precisely what the fathers did. That's precisely what the Rome did, following on from the fathers. And the descendants of Rome are still doing it today. The charismatics do it, lifting up holy hands and all that kind of thing, in a physical sense. I'm not against people moving in praise of God and stretching out toward God. I'm not against that at all, but it's the formality of it. And I'm afraid that sacerdotalism is not entirely out of the question, even amongst evangelicals. Too often the pastor, the elder, the minister, he's somebody set apart and different. No, my friend. The equivalent of this in the New Covenant is Christ and his people. Take the priesthood here. Who is our priest? We have a sacerdotal priest. I do. He's called the Lord Jesus Christ. And by his one offering, he has perfected forever, to the uttermost, them that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. He's in the temple, in the presence of God. He's actually raising his hands, pleading the merits of his sacrifice, Hebrews 7:25. And all believers are priests. But there's no sacerdotal priesthood among men. Nobody's doing it for me. We're not doing it for anybody else. We pray for each other. Yes, we pray with each other, but we are individually praying. We can't offer for others. We can't plead with God for others. We offer no sacrifices in the sense of redeeming sacrifices. We offer the sacrifice of praise and love and service and so on. Seeing the spiritual look of him, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. That's not a building. That's the spiritual people of God. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. That's the spiritual people of God. It's not some special building. And praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion, amongst his people, the ecclesia. May God be among his people and magnify his name in the spiritual exercise of the new covenant. So, learn from the old covenant, but interpret it and apply it, my brother and sister, in the right way.